Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Megan Niederwerter, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Niederwerter.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
The Swine Health Information Center has released its Domestic Swine Disease Monitoring Report as part of its May newsletter. What are the highlights of this month's report?
Yes, with regards to PRRS virus, we saw a similar percent positive rate between April and March. However, there were two states that had an increased detection above three standard deviations of the expected rate. Those states were Kansas and Ohio for the month of April. We also saw that in April 2023, that PRRS lineage 1C variant was detected in several states, including Missouri, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, South Dakota, Indiana, Ohio, and Oklahoma. And one of the aspects that was highlighted on the report was that Missouri has had very high PRRS lineage 1C variant detection with 313 sequences in 2023. One of the aspects that the advisory group highlighted on this specific report was the limitations with regards to our current capabilities of classifying PRRS virus strains. When you look at the classification used on the OR5 sequences, the same classification of virus could have varied clinical outcomes. So they specifically highlighted the lineage 1H184 strain being reported in different cases and in different clinical presentations, including in one case having mild to moderate clinical signs, as opposed to in other cases having severe mortality in the late nursery, including prolonged time to stability and neurologic clinical signs. Again, going back to the difficulty in full classification of PRRS virus strains only based on the OR5 sequence, and that oftentimes whole genome sequences are required to really fully classify those PRRS viruses. We also saw in the porcine delta coronavirus reporting that this virus was above the expected level for the second consecutive month. So this we saw an increase in April and in March. And what we've seen is about a 7% positivity rate with porcine delta coronavirus, which again is above the expected level for this time of year. Specifically, the virus was three standard deviations higher in the states of South Dakota, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Illinois. And one of the aspects that was mentioned in the report is that 60% of these positive porcine delta coronavirus cases were coming from the wean to market phases of production. The other aspect of the domestic disease report that was highlighted specifically in this month of April was that we continue to see an increase in porcine circovirus type 2 percent positive in the adult sow farms. It has been approximately 50% both in March and April. These are 50% positivity rate. And they mentioned that the number one sample type that's being submitted for PCV2 is processing fluids, again, on those sow and adult farms to understand the prevalence of porcine circovirus type 2 in those animals. And they mentioned that of the processing fluids that were submitted, we saw approximate positivity rate of 58%. One of the aspects of PCV2 that has been discussed with the advisory group and continues to be emphasized is the need for consistent vaccine protocols with regards to PCV2 and, of course, following the vaccine manufacturer's instructions with regards to handling the vaccine, the dose administered, of course, the age of pigs, all of those aspects become very important when you see a disease that is well controlled by vaccination increase with regards to percent prevalence.
Given these higher than expected numbers, what are the recommendations for producers?
One of the things that you can do is to start reviewing your vaccine protocols, of course, with your veterinarian, with the animal caretakers, with the vaccine crew that may be performing the vaccines on a day-to-day basis, thinking about reviewing those vaccine protocols with regards to the manufacturer. So what are the instructions? Are we conducting these vaccine protocols as indicated? What's the real day-to-day operation look like? What's the volume that's been administered? What is the age range that these pigs are receiving the vaccine? What's the consistency as far as volume, number of pigs administered, and also the timeline? And really just doing a deep dive into your day-to-day operation with regards to PCV2 vaccination. Again, this virus, we are lucky, the industry is very lucky that we have adequate vaccines that protect pigs against this virus and protect pigs against developing porcine circovirus-associated disease. However, we know that the vaccine has to be administered as it has been shown to be protective. And so reviewing those vaccine protocols really becomes important when we see an increase in percent positivity in the industry.
And is there anything you would like to add?
If you have more information, please visit our website, swinehealth.org. The domestic disease monitoring reports are included on our website. There is also a dashboard available to provide day-to-day updates with regards to detection of these endemic pathogens in the U.S.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Megan Niederwerter, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.